We got to be at our best this week, especially going on the road against a team that's fire hot. So we know how important that is for us. So we just got to do a real good job of just executing our game plan, and hopefully that's good enough.
Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Joining me now, Executive Vice President and General Manager of your Houston Texans, Rick Smith. Fresh off a victory, I know the team's happy, the coaches are happy, and it's got to be a nicer, happier week for you as well.
Hey, it's a much better feeling around the building, Patty. You know that, and it's frustrating when you start the season. You put in so much work in the offseason and in anticipation for that first game, and when you don't find a victory, it's tough. And so the guys continued to work. They showed some resilience, and we were able to put a game plan together and execute on Sunday to find the win.
And it was able to be done, really. Let's talk a little bit about the offensive line, because it was done with some guys that you pieced together, that you brought in, not the starters, not the five that we originally thought. And I think you have to credit them for Alfred Blue's success and thus Ryan Mallett's success as well.
I think so. You also have to credit Mike Devlin, who's our offensive line coach, who has done an outstanding job with the group. And you're right, we mixed and matched. And even in the course of the game, we had an injury, and so Derek Newton went back from tackle to guard, and we were able to bring in some other players. And so it's a group that has to have some continuity, and so those guys, they're very close. They're a close-knit unit. They're a versatile unit, and that's what we need. We need guys that can play multiple positions, and that's something that we've always looked for in terms of attributes that we look for our offensive linemen. And so those guys were able to play well last week, and hopefully they'll continue to do that.
Well, when you look at a guy like Alfred Blue putting up 139 yards, he looked like an entirely different back this last week than he did the week before. Was that because of things like that? I mean, what did you see in him that really kind of contributed to his success?
Well, I think as a running back, you got to get into a rhythm, right? And so I think last week, Alfred was able to get into a rhythm. He was able to anticipate where the lanes were going to be. And then he ran hard. He ran effectively. And so he broke some tackles. He did some things that we hadn't seen him do earlier in the season. And so hopefully he takes that and has some confidence and continues to play well.
As you look at Arian Foster and determine whether he's coming back or not, and really it doesn't even have to specifically, you don't have to answer that to this particular case, but does the success of what's going on sort of depend on the timing of when you bring back another player? Would that make any difference?
No, it wouldn't. I mean, it's all injury related.
You see how I worked
and
around that?
I do, and I appreciate the fact that you did that. But the truth of the matter is when Arian's healthy and he's ready to go, he will be back out on the field.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about off the field, the transactions, a very busy week for you specifically, and let's start with the release of Randy Bullock.
Yeah, you know, obviously the inconsistency, especially when you talk about the extra points and then he missed the field goal last week, and it's not an issue with talent, and you know, that's a tough release for me. When we talked to Randy, I indicated to him that it wasn't about his talent level, that he's plenty talented enough to play in this league. He lost his confidence at some point, and he's got to go find that back. But we were, you know, able to work some guys out, and we signed Nick Novak, who's an experienced kicker in this league, who's been consistent, and hopefully he'll come in and help us.
And a lot of activity at the linebacker position. One guy coming back that we got a chance to meet and get to know a little bit was Courtney Brown, and now he's back off the practice squad of Tampa Bay.
Yeah, at the 53 cut, it was a tough decision, and when we released Courtney, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers actually claimed him, and he was on their 53-man roster. They subsequently released him, and so they had put him back on their practice squad. And as you mentioned, with the injury actually to Carlos Thompson and moving Carlos to injured reserve, thought it was an opportunity for us to get Courtney back.
So explain to us the process of taking or claiming a player off someone else's practice squad. How do you go about doing that, and do they have any options, or how can they protect him?
Well, each club obviously has a 53-man roster and a 10-man practice squad. Now, those 10 players on the practice squad are effectively free agents and can sign with any club in the NFL. And so when you are interested in signing a player from another team's practice squad, you obviously will call the agent and express that interest. The player has a choice whether or not he wants to come and accept your offer or stay on the practice squad at the home club. And then obviously the home club has the ability to promote the player as well. So those guys are free agents. You know, we like to try to keep our guys if this happens, and this happens all the time. You will see transactions where players will sign off of other teams' practice squads all year. And so that's really the mechanism as to how it works. The home club has an opportunity to keep the player if they can make room on their 53-man roster, or in some cases they may pay the player a little bit more to stay on their practice squad if they, in fact, feel like he's a player that has a future.
Well, and guys like that, guys like Courtney Brown, Max Bull is another one. These are guys that are going to come in, hopefully contribute at the linebacker position, but are we seeing them at special teams as well? How important is that?
Yeah, special teams is a big piece of it, and another young man that we signed off the Minnesota Vikings practice squad, Brian Peters, and he's another athletic inside linebacker who will help us on special teams until we find a role for him on defense. But you're exactly right. That's going to be a critical part of our success. We've got to run the football like we did last week. We got to play good defense, and we've really got to win the battle of the kicking in the kicking game. And so these guys will help us do that.
And one other guy I want to talk about, you mentioned Carlos Thompson being put on IR, but Mike Muhammad, frustrating for him, I'm sure, just a couple weeks away, but kind of take us through that scenario.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Mike, he's played some good football for us. He's been battling a calf injury, and so it just was something that continued to take a little bit longer than we had. We were holding the roster spot for him, obviously, and we did that as long as we could, but we needed that spot, and so we had to go ahead and move him to injured reserve. We'll try to execute a settlement with him that will preserve our right to have him back at some point during the season, but you're right, frustrating for the young man.
All right, let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons, the task at hand. You, as a guy who played in the secondary, going up against some of those receivers, Julio Jones, really maybe one of the best we've seen in a long time. Just your thoughts as we face the Falcons.
Yeah, I think Kyle Shanahan's doing an excellent job as a coordinator in putting Julio, you mentioned Julio Jones, putting him in multiple positions across the offensive formation that creates pressure on the defense. And so it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us. I think our guys are looking forward to it, playing in their place, in an environment where they have had some success. And so it's going to take a great effort on our part. We're working extremely hard this week, and we got a little bit of confidence coming from last week. So, hopefully we can go out and play again our brand of football and get a big victory on the road.
That's what we're all looking for. Good luck. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks.
All right, we've taken another time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll get a national perspective and check in with the guys from L.A. on this matchup against the Falcons. Stay with us.